Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state announced three new cases of coronavirus late yesterday, increasing Alaska's total to 9. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ann Zink says two of the new cases are in Anchorage. The other one is in the Seward area. Zink says all three were travel-related. One of the patients had been to Europe, while the other to return from the lower 48. She adds that all three patients are doing well and are not hospitalized. Fairbanks public transit buses are not running today. The North Star Borough has halted service while employees get protective gear and training to deal with coronavirus. All 8 of the MAX transit bus lines and van trans services are currently suspended. According to a news release issued late yesterday, the Borough Transportation Department is working with local labor unions to provide driver training in order to quickly return the system to service. Alaska schools are closed through the end of the month, and following discovery of the first local cases of COVID-19 in Fairbanks Monday, most North Star Borough School District employees have been sent home. As KUAC's Robin reports, the situation has district officials dealing with a host of issues.
Last night, the Board of Education held a meeting to pass a resolution to make emergency policy decisions. It would also allow the board to meet with fewer than 10 people in the room and to take public testimony through an electronic screen. They will try to work the new system to take public testimony at another meeting tonight. The agenda for tonight's meeting is next year's budget. The school closures may impact this year's budget. Superintendent Karen Gaborik has already put a freeze on any discretionary spending. But not discretionary are labor costs. The district has 3 employment contracts with teachers, principals, and support staff. The district's HR director, Claire Morton, says employees who are working during the school closure will be paid.
The next payroll is going to be pretty intense, but we are poised to make people whole. I mean, that's the whole point of this right now through March 27th.
State law requires public schools to have a minimum number of student contact days. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District has built in a few extra days each year, anticipating bad weather, but not 2 weeks. Gaborik told the school board last night the district is taking guidance from the state's Department of Education and Early Development and might ask for a waiver from that minimum contact days requirement. Gaborik says teachers need to prepare for a shorter year with lessons that focus narrowly on the minimum state requirements.
If we are able to come back to school and try to finish out the semester, what are the essential things we need kids to walk out the door from?
A big worry is what happens if the kids aren't able to come back. Teachers will have to develop distance learning for the diverse needs of their students, some who could study online, but others have no internet access. Then there are the graduations. Presiding Officer Tim Doran read some email testimony from a North Pole High School senior, and Superintendent Gaborik responded.
I know and understand that there is no way you can answer the heaping question of, does the class of 2020 get to have a graduation ceremony?
We've got to get that piece figured out. You know, as you look at the university, they've already canceled their commencements. I am not ready to do that yet, but again, maybe that the governor makes that decision for us.
The district's response to the public health emergency from COVID-19 pandemic has been a constant shift, changing daily. The district has a new school closures link on the website, k12northstar.org, that is updated every day. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
U.S. and Canadian officials closed their shared borders yesterday to what they call non-essential travel in an effort to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the partial closures caught some Alaskan travelers by surprise.
Delta Junction area residents Shelley Matthews and Bill Johnson had intended to visit family in Canada this week while they were on their way back from a trip to the States. But Matthews said their initial enthusiasm for the visit went away after days of news reports about growing concern over the coronavirus threat on both sides of the border.
As days went by and the more cautionary tales came out, they said, you know, maybe it's not a good idea.
Matthews said Wednesday that she and Johnson didn't know anything about the pending closure when they entered Canada on Tuesday through the crossing at Sumas, Washington. But she said Canadian border officials were curious about the route they took around the western United States.
They did ask where you've been traveling, and they asked if you'd crossed any ocean. They asked if you had been sick.
Matthews said she and Johnson got to Dawson Creek Wednesday and are now headed north on the Alaska Highway.
there's not many people on the road once you get north of Fort St. John. So it's pretty quiet out here on the Alcan.
Trudeau emphasized in his speech that some trans-border travel will be allowed, which he said includes Americans and Canadians crossing to do, quote, essential work and other urgent reasons. And President Trump said in a tweet he posted Wednesday that trade will not be affected. That's good news to Jeff Lezak, the manager of Delta's IGA Food Cache. He says border crossing closures might be an issue during the summer when the store gets many of its products brought up the Alaska Highway. But this time of year, most products are trucked up the Glenn and Richardson highways from the port of Anchorage.
It comes up over the highway in the summertime, but in the wintertime, it all comes over the barge.
Delta Junction farmer Randy Peterson says he's decided to hold off on a business trip to the States he'd been planning to pick up some farming equipment.
We was going into Colorado and Kansas, cross over into Missouri. We got a combine and we had a hay mower and just basically some odds and ends.
Peterson says he just got back from a trip outside that he had to cut short after hearing worrisome news about the spread of the novel coronavirus. And he says, depending on how the situation develops, he may try to get back to pick up the equipment and bring it back up the Alaska Highway.
Just depending on what the virus does. If it doesn't ease up, I have no intention of going and getting it anyway because it's not worth it to me. I think this place is as good a place to be as any right now.
Likewise, Matthews says she and Johnson are looking forward to waiting out the coronavirus scare at their home on Tenderfoot Hill, a few miles north of Shaw Creek.
It's easy to self-isolate at Tenderfoot Hill.
Matthews says she and Johnson hope to be home by the weekend. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
For the first time in its long history, the Open North American Championship sled dog race has been canceled. The 75th anniversary running of the three-day sprint competition was scheduled to take place Friday through Sunday in Fairbanks, and Alaska Dog Mushers Association President Todd Shalek says organizers had taken steps to reduce coronavirus transmission, including banning spectators from the start-finish area.
We eliminated every possible thing that could put people together except for just the dog drivers, some handlers.
Shalek says organizers thought they could pull off the race until the closure of the U.S.-Canada border was announced yesterday.
A lot of our drivers are from either lower 48 or mostly from Canada. And with the stipulations that were going on with the border closed to non-essential travel, that was basically the straw that broke the camel's back.
Shalek says dog drivers immediately headed for home, including five-time and defending champion Buddy Streeper of Fort Nelson, British Columbia.
We loaded up and packed up and headed out, and we drove 400 miles to here to Beaver Creek.
That's Buddy Streeper in a video posted on social media last night. Streeper says he understands and appreciates the decision made by Open North American organizers.
Thank the supporters of the race and the organization and all the board members for their decision and for putting us mushers and the safety of our families first.
Streeper says he and his family plan to get home today and then self-isolate for 14 days. The Open North American Championship had been held every year since 1946, and Shalek says organizers understand there will be some fallout.
I know it's going to be disappointing to the fans and to our sponsors, but I think this is the best overall at this particular time, and we'll just try again next year.
The Open North American is one of many spring outdoor sporting events that have been canceled due to coronavirus. Organizers of the Kobuk 440 sled dog race also pulled the plug this week. A climber was killed in an accident in Valdez. According to the city of Valdez, 23-year-old Kaylee Ann Rittman was dead when a backcountry search and rescue team arrived at the scene about 6 miles from the face of Valdez Glacier Tuesday evening. A city release says Rittman fell while ice climbing. Rittman's body was flown off the glacier by helicopter and later transported to the state medical examiner in Anchorage for autopsy. And Dan Bross.